You're listening to Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Joshua Stewart. Last week with our working guy, we looked at some of the signals bosses may send when they dislike an employee. This week, Brandon Smith is back to talk about what you do about it. He's a career coach, workplace consultant, and business professor at Emory and Georgia State. Hi, Brandon.
Glad to be back.
So, assuming that you've now discovered that your boss doesn't like you, you've looked at the signs, what do you do about it?
If we go back to last week, one of the signs was you can't get any time with your boss. So we need to make sure we're getting time with our boss, because you can't change that impression of that they have of you if you can't get FaceTime. So get FaceTime, but minimize the FaceTime. So if they don't like you, the last thing they want to do is spend an hour and a half with you or 2 hours with you. Don't try and make up for lost time by having a big, huge lunch meeting. But what you do want to do is have interactions with them and keep them brief and have them always add value. So maybe you swing by and say, hey, I dropped that report off at your desk. I know you're probably busy. I'm not looking for a response now. Just wanted to let you know it's there and I'm available if you need anything from me. Quick little bite-sized positive interactions that are always adding value.
Sounds like we're boosting both the quantity and the quality of your interaction.
Yes, you want them brief and great. Little bumps. Think of it as kind of like a really good little Twitter feed.
Okay, what else?
Look out for your boss. So bosses like employees that they feel like are in their corner, that have their best interest in mind. Maybe you read an article that you think would be helpful to your boss, or you heard a conversation that you think would be helpful to your boss. Or when your boss isn't around, you tell somebody something positive about your boss. They'll hear about that, and they're more likely to like you if they feel like you're in their corner.
Is there anything else?
I would say there's one more. And I put this in a little bit of a funky category, but I call it dressing like your boss. It's partly how they dress, but more importantly, it falls in the category of how do they like to work and how do they like to get stuff done? What to them looks like a good piece of work? Yes.
So you're sort of emulating their approach to the office?
You got it. Watch how they like to position themselves and the work they're responsible for and try and emulate that. And they'll be more likely to say, you get me. I like the way you work.
If you have a boss that doesn't like you, do you ultimately have to find a way to get away from that boss? Either they move somewhere else or you find something else to do?
So there could be the issue where the boss has made up his or her mind, they don't like you. And they're the kind of person that once they make up their mind about a person, that's the way it is. If that's the case, then you really need to create an exit strategy for you. Sitting there waiting for that person to change their opinion, if you don't think that's the kind of person they are, and you've worked really hard at doing the things that we just talked about, would not be a good strategy for you.
How long do you work on this?
Yeah, I would say if you work on it really solidly for 6 months, and if you don't get any kind of positive blips, anything positive, you probably are dealing with a boss that's already made up their mind about you, and they're not open to seeing you change.
Brandon Smith is a workplace coach and career consultant. He also teaches about communication, leadership, and workplace culture at Georgia State and Emory. Thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure.
There's more from Brandon on his working and career blog at gpb.org. Send us your topic ideas or questions through the blog, or you can tweet us at the WP Therapist or at JStuNews.